AM Jackson with GOC. On WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Barry Malik back from County National Bank after a hiatus.
You've
been gone a long time, Barry.
Yeah, it seems like about time flies. So good morning. Good to be back here with you.
Welcome back.
And to see your handsome face, because
come on,
you know, we were talking on the phone last spring because we were all stuck at home.
Yeah.
First time I've been in the studio since, I want to say, maybe February or March. So, yeah, it's good to be back. It's nice things are moving a little bit again.
Are you back in your office?
Have been, yeah, for about 2 months now. And there was a period there, 2-3 months, just working from home. But now it's mainly in the office. We got the social distancing and the masks and try to be cautious, and it's working well for everybody.
Sure.
I want to give a shout out to some of the team at Jackson Street. Got a great team of people there at our branch. And Mike Jors is my partner, private banker in wealth management, and just a good teammate. And he's there at the Jackson Street office. And we have Catherine Walker, our branch manager, really takes care of everything, holds down the fort, makes sure everything's working smooth. Jenna, Brooke, Cheryl, Becca. Shout out to you guys, and hope you're by the radio listening there. Welcome and greeting. It's just good to be back, as we said. I want to go through a brief financial summary. I'm going to keep it really brief today because I have a special guest on the day and really excited to have him here. But just as a brief on the markets and the economy, Dow Jones Industrial year to date positive 2.09%. This is as of Friday, as we look at the S&P 500, we got 9.44% year to date, and as we look at the Nasdaq, up positive 31.09, and a lot of the positive return we're seeing in the market right now has been driven by a few main tech companies, and we're talking like Google, Apple, Microsoft, those are the growthier companies. Value has been lagging, both in the large cap area, like value year to date is negative 7.88%. Small caps have been lagging as well, negative 14.63%. on the small cap value, and we're way overdue for a rotation, a cycle back toward value and small companies. So we expect that anytime that could happen, and with all that's going on in the world and the elections, who knows what that trigger will be, but something to be aware of. Yeah, even with COVID, I think that what's remarkable is that we haven't seen that rotation sooner, especially with the challenges in the economy and COVID, that we've continued to see the growthier companies lead the market. But I think a part of that is because people are doing more at home, which is using technology, which is more Netflix, more Google. And so it's been kind of counterintuitive. International. The IFA, the international index, negative 5.29, and the small cap index, the broad index, negative 1.15 for the year. Bonds are a positive 6.81 for the year. Most of that is appreciation as interest rates have dropped and we've seen bond prices go up. Gold has had a huge amount of appreciation this year, up 24.8% total return. And a year ago, it was 14.88 an ounce, currently 1,900 an ounce. So pushing that $2,000 an ounce number. I'd like to quickly transition into our guest. I have here with me this morning Brian Cooper. He's vice president of Elko Enterprises, Elko Wizard, here in the Jackson area. And Brian, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thank you very much.
So neat to have you here. And, you know, I love talking with you and your parents about your business. And, you know, when I speak with clients that we work with that are in the business world, it really gives you a pulse on the economy and what's really going on at a small business level. Talk to me a little bit about your company. Let the listeners know what you do, what your products are. You've got some unique patents. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So we're a family-owned and operated business here in Jackson. Like you said, our company name is Elko Enterprises, but our trade name in the industry is Wire Wizard Welding Products. Originally started by my father 35 years ago. He was a educator in welding and fabrication. And then over the years, he started a race car chassis business that eventually morphed into he saw a need in the weld wire dispensing business in robotic and semi-automatic welding. So started with one product, and like most teachers, had that thing going on the side, and then eventually built that into a pretty nice company that's been in a rapid growth trend for about 25 years.
Awesome. So, and your dad was an instructor at the, was it the Career Center?
Yeah, the Career Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did a lot in the welding area?
Yep. He was in he was the welding and fabrication instructor there for 22 or so years. And, you know, I grew up around welding, and then he's, right now I think we are somewhere north of 90 global patents.
Awesome.
Basically,
wow.
We don't really get into a product if it's not an original, proprietary, patentable concept that changes the game.
Who's your customer?
We're very big in, we're heavy in automotive, but then obviously, shipbuilding, agricultural, things like that. We have a product, people don't really realize how much welding impacts our everyday life. Automotive, infrastructure, defense, things like that. Everything is welded. So it's pretty neat to be able to look out at a parking lot full of cars or combines and tractors when you drive down the road and know that your products were used in one form or fashion on all of it.
That's neat.
Mm-hmm.
So as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, in the old days when people would weld, they'd have to use the rods, the mm-hmm. single rods to do welding, mm-hmm. and then you'd wear down that rod, you'd have to replace it manually.
Correct.
Your systems allow this to be nonstop, so you don't have to keep replacing rods, correct?
So there's the old school method is rod welding, and there's still a lot of stick out there. That's what's used in the field, and it's because it's kind of environmental. You can weld outdoors with it. What we're very big on is MIG welding, which introduces the wire into the weld from either a person holding a hand torch, or our really big market is robotic welding. So when you see a vehicle frame that's manufactured, when that's welded on an assembly line, that's welded by hundreds of robots, and robots are actually moving the frame to a new station.
Mm.
Technically, that's the largest portion of our business is the robotic side.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. And you have a large international presence?
We do. Basically, we're our largest market, obviously, is North America, U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And then our second largest distributorship is actually based out of Holland, and they have the rights to our product for all of Europe. But basically, anywhere, we're strategically located with key master distributors in all the regional powerhouses across the globe. So places like China, Japan, Europe, Brazil, places like that, we have key distributorships that handle the product for us.
Awesome. Yeah, I've known your parents for some time before I even met you, and just great people. And I know your dad talked a lot about the international business and travel. And, and now your dad's still involved. Your mom and dad both are involved in the business, mm-hmm. but you're taking over and doing more. Your title right now is vice president, and you're covering a lot of operations.
We're in the natural slow evolution of a family-owned business. My father, being an inventor, he very much enjoys what he does, and he's I think he's at a point where he wants to be able to enjoy the portions that he actually he wants to do the things he actually enjoys, as opposed to having to do all things. So right now I oversee sales and operations, and we're just a slow evolution as a family organization.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have salespeople outside the states currently?
We do. We have 13 people in North America, okay. One in China, and then everything else is covered by our master distributors across the globe.
Awesome. Okay.
Did you ever want to transfer to Holland?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, I enjoy it here. However, the people there are pretty incredible. They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, before COVID, did you get over there quite a bit?
No, not really. Historically, that was always something that my father handled.
Okay.
I spent the bulk of my time focusing on North America because it's our largest profit center. So that's what, you know, I beat up and down from Canada to Mexico and things like that. But yeah, we've had a very close relationship with the distributorship over there. I mean, they even have the rights to our name, and they actually have a Wire Wizard website dedicated over there.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Neat. So how many employees do you currently have?
Right now, we're around 65, I think.
65, okay. And you've had some growth there in your workforce.
Yep.
It's been difficult for a lot of manufacturing and service companies, for that matter, to attract and retain employees. Have you seen that challenge the last few years?
It was a lot more difficult. To be honest, it was more difficult 2-3 years ago than it has been, you know, recently, even leading up to COVID. We morphed our hiring practices quite a bit, and we're very serious and intentional about the way that we hire. So. We hire people that that we plan on being a long-term asset. We don't bring people on board that, you know, we're like, well, we hope this person works out. We bring people on knowing that they're going to work out.
Avoid the revolving door.
Yeah. So in our hiring practices and our attitude as an organization has definitely helped with turnover. We've never had much turnover, but we've trimmed it down even further just based on company policies and just our approach to how we treat our workforce.
That's awesome. You know, I talk with your employees doing employee meetings for the 401k plan, and you've got such very happy employees, mm-hmm. and there's such good morale there. And I think it's a testament to the way you guys run the business. And I know your parents, I highly respect them, and just good people of character, and they take good care of their employees. Absolutely. And I think that says a lot. You know, speaking to employees and workforce, how has having a company-sponsored retirement plan, i.e. a 401k plan, how has that benefited your employees and the company, and how has that helped with attracting and retaining employees?
I would say that we tend to find people that have professional experience are really looking for that. They gravitate towards it. The people who don't have as much professional experience or maybe are a little bit younger, at first they may not even be familiar with it coming from their previous employer. Once they come in and they get a little bit educated, when the famous Barry Malik comes into the building and has his one-on-one conversations with them and educates them a little bit, they tend to end up getting on board. I think right now we have somewhere just a little north of 60% of our workforce has an active 401k with us, with, you know, company matching and things like that. And a lot of times it is once they're educated or some as they start to get a little bit older, you know, they're, you know, they start taking retirement a little more seriously.
Yeah, it tends to happen with age.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's part of my job that I take very seriously is, you know, when I meet with the rank and file people, the participants in a plan is really to educate them on the importance of starting early and getting in there as aggressive as you can at an early age to make a difference, because then that snowball effect really makes a difference with time and the compound return over time.
Well, when you're 25, you have no intention of becoming 65, right?
That's right. Yes.
It goes fast.
You know, it goes faster as the older you get.
It goes quick.
It's like the paper towel. You know, when you're at the beginning of the roll, it goes slow. As you get toward the end, it spins faster.
I remember as a kid saying, man, my dad's 40 years old this year. Now I'm 42, thinking 40's not that old. I'm pretty young still.
Right. Inside, you still feel your 20s, right? So before I want to talk a little bit more about the company and retirement plan, but I also want to ask you a little bit about a nonprofit that you're involved with that has really been instrumental in the local community in Jackson County. And you were a founder or a co-founder with that. Tell us a little bit about Benjamin.
Yeah, so we started an organization called The Benjamin, and The Benjamin is a concept based on local men in the community get together once quarterly and all make a $100 donation each to the same organization. So the mission being that we, you know, the three of us sitting here today can donate $100 to three different places and make a pretty small impact, or the three of us and 97 other guys can band together and donate $10,000. $100,000 to one organization to make a really strong impact with typically critically underfunded programs. So the whole concept of it is that as founders, we believe that we can build a better world by everybody taking care of their own backyard first. If we can take care of Jackson and people take care of Lansing and people take care of Flint and things like that, you at one step at a time, you can make the world you can actually make an impact.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's inspiring and impressive to see the people that are involved, just the number involved, and the difference it's making financially, and a number of different nonprofits. How do you go about picking the nonprofit that you're going to donate to?
Well, typically we typically receive them either from the community, from the nonprofits. Especially now, once the nonprofits learned that we existed, we got a lot of our requests there. Typically, though, we get it from our membership or people in the community that say, "Hey, I think these people would really be well aligned with you." So people can they can make the recommendations through thebenjamin.org. Right now, I believe so far we've gone through 17, 18 organizations. We've donated just south of $250,000 into the Jackson community.
That's awesome.
But we also right now probably have another 18 organizations in the hopper. So it takes a little, when you only do four times per year, it takes a while to churn through them. But the big thing that we always make sure people understand is that all of our donations stay in Jackson County.
If that's
it's
awesome.
A Jackson County organization, we're not interested.
That's awesome.
Great idea.
And you used to meet in person before COVID, and hopefully at some point you'll get back to that for meetings.
Yeah, we very much look forward to getting back to in-person meetings. Just the networking and all these guys from Jackson, whether they're business owners, we see people from all sorts of different career paths and things like that that show up with their $100 check in hand and just looking to make a difference in the community. But along the way, we've had partnerships with people like the Grand River Brewery, so we've had a lot of our meetings there. Mm-hmm. We provide dinner and guys show up, they listen to a couple organizations speak, and we typically see a lot of guys are hanging out for an hour plus afterwards, having a couple drinks, and
fellowship, networking.
Absolutely.
That's awesome, the community side of it. So Brian, let me ask you this. How would you feel about your experience with working with CNB, both on the lending finance side and on the 401k retirement plan side?
Yeah, we've been with County National Bank for a little north of 10 years now, and County National has been an exceptional partner. Kind of in our experience, County National is small enough to lend the personal touch, but big enough to handle everything you need. Honestly, the 401k programs that we do with you guys, you're always there to handle even the simplest of questions, sometimes way too simple of questions, but you guys always take care of us. County National's been instrumental in us providing a better retirement plan and things like that for our staff.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah. I value those questions. And Gail was your previous HR person, and she and I had a great relationship, and she was top notch. But you've got a new person starting on, Brenda. We're getting her up the learning curve, and I told Brenda, I said, there's not any situation where there's too many questions or a dumb question, and always happy to do that. And I'm going to be coming out there in about 2 weeks to meet with everybody and review the plan for open enrollment.
Yep.
So, Brian, I really want to thank you for taking the time to come out and talk a little bit about ELCO. Tell us, just the story about how it started and your unique products. One thing I would like to leave everyone with, if you have a company or you're an HR or a controller in a company that handles a retirement plan, or you're thinking about a retirement plan, maybe as a startup plan, with the new SECURE Act, they increased the startup tax credit up to $5,000 now. It used to be $500. So now, for the startup costs of getting a plan rolling, you can get up to a tax credit up to $5,000. So definitely consider that. And if you've had a long-term plan and you want to have it just reviewed and benchmarked, we'd be happy to do that and show you some comparisons on cost, returns, and service. With that, Greg, thanks for having us.
You can call Barry at this number.
Yeah, you can reach me at 517-768-0043.
Brian, what's your number?
517-784-8255. 8040.
Call Brian, too.
Thank you. Yeah.
Surprising.
Absolutely. With a Benjamin check.